大家早
，Good morning, brothers and sisters。
今天我们要一起来看腓利门书。
Today we want to study the book of Philemon together。
腓利门书是一篇很短的一个书卷。
The book of Philemon is a very short book。
腓利门书是我们所认识的一个书卷。
And it is a book that we all know。
在这一个书卷中，那个重点可能大家都知道是赦免。
And we all know the main point of this book is about forgiveness.
在圣经的66卷书里面就有一卷的中心的思想就是赦免。
In 66 books of the Bible, there's only one book whose main theme is forgiveness.
赦免是我们基督教一个处中心地位的一个真理。
And forgiveness is a central theme in Christianity.
当我们在学习救赎论的时候，不可以没有赦免。
When we are studying soteriology, we cannot do without forgiveness.
是我们自己得救的时刻的时候不可缺少的一个成分。
It is a crucial element that cannot be lacking when we are saved.
所以这个赦免是出于慈爱的圣父。
And this forgiveness comes from the loving Father, the God the Father.
借着耶稣基督他的儿子钉死的宝血。
And it is based on his son Jesus' death on the cross and shedding his precious blood.
神的慈爱，他儿子的这个宝血就换取了我们的罪恶的赦免。
And because of God's mercy and his son's precious blood, he has exchanged for us this victory over sin.
所以不只是历史上的这个基督徒，是世世代代以后的基督徒也是可以得赦免的。
It is not just the Christians who existed in history, but also the Christians of every era can enjoy this forgiveness.
所以赦免是一个我们很这个熟悉的一个真理。
So forgiveness is a truth that we are very familiar with.
那我们在主导文我们祷告的时候，我们也是用这一节，我们说什么？免我们的债，如同我们免了别人的债。
And in the Lord's Prayer, we pray like this: Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors.
所以赦免是我们基督徒善行中其中的一个表态。
So, forgiveness is one of the good works that ought to manifest in the Christian's life.
这个善行，赦免这个善行非常有代表性。
And this good work of forgiveness is extremely representative.
我们的耶稣基督赦免了我们的罪。
Our Lord Jesus Christ forgave our sins.
身为基督徒，我们有赦免的心，我们就表示了我们是耶稣基督的仆人。
And as Christians, if we have hearts of forgiveness, we demonstrate that we are Jesus' servants.
那么可能对你来说，赦免那些无罪、无心得罪你的人，其实非常容易。他没有心得罪你，所以他冒犯你一点，你说没问题。
Maybe to you, forgiving somebody who offended you accidentally, he was unintentionally offending you, and you might find that forgiving such a person is easy.
可是如果那个人是针对你，他使你的名誉或你的金钱或你的家庭受到亏损的时候，你会如何对待这一个人呢？
But if this person is intended to harm you and he causes your reputation or causes you to have lost in money and harm your family, what would you do to such a person?
今天我们所要看的这个腓利门是一个人，他是一个人的名字。
And today we are looking at the book of Philemon. Philemon is actually the name of a person.
腓利门他的名誉受损了。
Philemon's reputation was hurt.
他的金钱上他受损的。
And he suffered monetary loss.
他在家中的地位也受损的。
And his status in his family also suffered loss.
就在这样的状态下，他收到这一卷书。
And in such a situation, he received this letter.
是使徒保罗从罗马写给他在哥罗西这一个弟兄的一个书信。
And this is an epistle written by the Apostle Paul from Rome and sent to Philemon, who was in Colossae.
所以我们这整卷书我们都读了，因为只有25节。
And we will read through this entire book that only has 25 verses.
请听我念, 然后志平会念英文。 为基督耶稣被囚的保罗同兄弟提摩太, 写信给我们所亲爱的同工腓利门, 和妹子亚非亚, 并与我们同当兵的亚基布, 以及在你家的教会。 愿恩惠平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。 我祷告的时候提到你, 常为你感谢我的神, 因听说你的爱心, 并你向主耶稣和众圣徒的信心, 愿你与人所同有的信心显出功效, 使人知道你们各样善行都是为基督做的。 兄弟啊, 我为你的爱心大有快乐, 大得安慰, 因众圣徒的心从你得了畅快。 我虽然靠着基督能放胆吩咐你合一的事, 然而像我这样有年纪的保罗, 现在又是为基督耶稣被囚的, 宁可凭着爱心求你, 就是为我在捆锁中所生的儿子阿尼西姆求你。 他从前与你没有益处, 但如今与你我都有益处。 我现在打发他亲自回你那里去, 他是我心上的人。 我本来有意将他留下在我为福音所受的捆锁中, 替你侍候我。 但不知道你的意思, 我就不愿意这样行, 叫你的善行不是出于勉强, 乃是出于甘心。 他暂时离开你, 或者是叫你永远得着他, 不再是奴仆, 乃是高过奴仆, 是亲爱的兄弟, 在我实在是如此, 何况在你呢? 这也不拘是按肉体说, 是按主说。 你若以我为同伴, 就收纳他, 如同收纳我一样。 他若亏欠你, 或欠你什么, 都归在我的账上。 我必偿还, 这是我保罗亲笔写的。 我并不用对你说, 连你自己也是亏欠于我。 兄弟啊, 望你使我在主里因你快乐, 并望你使我的心在基督里得畅快。 我写信给你, 深信你必顺服, 知道你所要行的必过于我所说的。 此外你还要给我预备住处, 因为我盼望接着你们的祷告, 必蒙恩到你们那里去。 为基督耶稣与我同作囚的, 以巴弗问你安, 与我同工的马可, 亚利达古, 迪马, 路加也都问你安。 愿我们主耶稣基督的恩, 在你的心里, 阿们。
Philemon, verse 1. Paul, a prisoner for Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother. To Philemon, our beloved fellow worker, and Apphia, our sister, and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and the church in your house. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always when I remember you in my prayers, because I hear of your love and of the faith that you have towards the Lord Jesus and for all the saints. And I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in us for the sake of Christ. For I have derived much joy and comfort from your love, my brother, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you. Accordingly, though I am bold enough in Christ to command you to do what is required, yet for love's sake, I prefer to appeal to you. I, Paul, an old man and now a prisoner also for Christ Jesus, I appeal to you for my child, Onesimus, whose father I became in my imprisonment. Formerly he was useless to you, but now he is indeed useful to you and to me. I am sending him back to you, sending my very heart. I would have been glad to keep him with me, in order that he might serve me on your behalf during my imprisonment for the gospel. But I prefer to do nothing without your consent, in order that your goodness might not be by compulsion, but of your own accord. For this perhaps is why he was parted from you for a while, that you might have him back forever, no longer as a slave, but more than a slave, as a beloved brother, especially to me, but how much more to you, both in the flesh and in the Lord. So, if you consider me your partner, receive him as you would receive me. If he has wronged you at all or owes you anything, charge that to my account. I, Paul, write this with my own hand. I will repay it, to say nothing of your owing me even your own self. Yes, brother, I want some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. Confident of your obedience, I write to you, knowing that you will do even more than I say. At the same time, prepare a guest room for me, for I am hoping that through your prayers, I will be graciously given to you. Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, sends greetings to you. And so do Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, and Luke, my fellow workers. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit.
所以这个是一个在罗马写的书信, 是保罗坐监, 在罗马坐监的时候, 他写了两个书信。
And this is an epistle written by Paul when he was in prison in Rome.
然后他请了一组人, 他们过了两个海, 然后就到哥罗西这个地方, 就在这里, 有点模糊, 可是在这里。
And he got together a group of men after writing the letters, and this group of men brought the letters to Colossae, which requires the crossing of two oceans.
那其中这一组人就有一个叫阿尼西姆的这一个弟兄。
And within this group of men, there is a brother called Onesimus.
阿尼西姆就是从哥罗西过了两个海跑到罗马的一个逃离主人的这个奴仆。
And Onesimus was is a slave who actually fled from his master, and he crossed two oceans and reached Rome.
他逃得很远，他要逃到没有基督徒的地方，他就逃往罗马大城，然后遇见了保罗，信了主。
And he wanted to flee as far away as possible, and possibly to a place where he imagined had no Christians. And so he fled from Colossae, crossed over two oceans, reached Rome, met Paul, and became a believer.
所以保罗在写信给哥罗西教会哥罗西书的时候，哥罗西书是给教会的书信，然后腓利门书是给。 哥罗西的教会就是在腓利门的家，所以一个是给教会公开的，一个是给腓利门的这个弟兄。And
Paul wrote two letters, one that was an open letter to the church at Colossae. The church at Colossae actually gathered in Philemon's home. But at the same time, Paul wrote a second letter that is an individual or a personal letter that's addressed to Philemon.
然后如果你看哥罗西书第四章的后面，他的清单，你看就是同样的弟兄。
And if you look at the list of names at the end of Colossians, you will find all the same names.
你看有雅齐卜，有以巴弗，有马可，有雅利达古，有迪马，有路加。
And there is Aristarchus and Mark and Demas and Luke.
然后哥罗西书他还加了一句话，他形容 这个阿尼西姆，我又打发一位亲爱、忠心的兄弟阿尼西姆同去，他也是你们那里的人。他们要把这里一切的事都告诉你们。And
in the book of Colossians, in there is another extra name which is found in verse. And in that list of names, Paul also included Onesimus. Which says that our faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you, they will tell you of everything that has taken place here.
所以我们用一点想象，他们这两封信到了哥罗西教会。
So we want to use our imagination. These two epistles arrived in the church in Colossae.
以巴弗他们知道。
Epaphras know about this.
亚利他格他们认识。
And Aristarchus, they know.
路加他们也认识。
They also know Luke.
腓利门看出，那个就是阿尼西姆。教会的人说，那个逃跑的奴仆为什么在他们的当中写信来给我们？
And they would have recognized, oh, that's Onesimus right there with this group of men. He was a person who fled from us. Why is he with this group of men now delivering the letters to us?
在罗马的这个社会，一个逃跑的奴仆，如果被抓是要处死的。
In the Roman society, a slave who fled from his master, if he were to be caught, would be sentenced to death.
所以这个犯了大错的阿尼西姆把他们把信交给腓利门的时候，他不是这样交的，他可能是尊敬主，他可能是跪着交，他可能是爬着交给他的主人，要什么？ 你要读这个信，这个是保罗要你读的。
And so when Onesimus comes to deliver the letter, he would not be delivering the letter like this. He's probably on his knees and probably crawling his way towards Philemon, the master whom he has offended when he delivers that letter, hoping that he will forgive him.
所以在哥罗西书，保罗也要跟哥罗西教会，就是在腓利门家的教会讲，他是亲爱忠心的弟兄，这个阿尼西姆，你让腓利门读那个书信。
And so Paul is writing in Colossians that this Onesimus, whom you all know, he is our faithful and our beloved brother.
所以如果我们用来想，腓利门拿了那个书信，很短，25节，他读了书信，他看阿尼西姆，他可能在读他 ，he doesn't have reaction time. It's a very short letter. 因为他要什么？他的反应是立刻的。
And so when Philemon receives the letter, it's a very short letter of 25 verses. He would have read it immediately, and he has no time to react. So he has to give a decision immediately.
所以他站在前面是安尼西姆，可是保罗说他是我心上的人，他是亲爱的同工。腓利门，我要你什么？我要你赦免他，当众的，马上的赦免他。
And so here Philemon reads the letter and Paul instructs him to forgive Onesimus right now in public and immediately.
所以这个腓利门没有推迟的这个余地。那保罗为什么有那么大的这个把握？阿尼西姆可以立刻的、马上的、公众的赦免这个阿尼西姆。
And so, Philemon does not have such a place to say no. And how does Paul being so confident that Philemon will definitely forgive Onesimus?
所以今天我们从腓利门，我们要学一个这个赦免的这个功课。
So today from the book of Philemon, we want to learn the lesson of forgiveness.
所以在这个亲密的书信里，我们就分了三个部分。
And in this personal and intimate letter, we can divide into three sections.
所以首先我们要看这个腓利门，就是赦免者，他的特征是哪些。
And so we want to first start by looking at what are the traits of a forgiver, and this forgiver, of course, is Philemon.
那他赦免的理由有什么？
And what are the reasons for forgiving?
然后他的这个赦免的这个果效或者成效是什么？
And what's the outcomes of the forgiveness?
所以使徒所以能对腓利门有这样做出这样的提议。
The apostle can make such a suggestion to the believer.
腓利门这个弟兄他能这样提议，因为你看他的身份，你看第一节。
And when Paul actually writes to Philemon with such a suggestion, we want to look at who is this Philemon. Look at verse 1.
保罗称他为亲爱的同工，主里的同工。
Paul addresses him as our beloved fellow worker.
然后这个家里，他家里的雅基布。
And Archippus, who is in his home,
可能是他的亲戚，可能是他孩子，我们不知道。可是这个雅基布也是他的同工。
He could be a relative or even Philemon's son. We do not know, but we do know Archippus is also the fellow soldier.
保罗也问候了他的妻子，然后教会里的这个弟兄姐妹。
And Paul sends greetings to his wife, Aphia, and also the church that is in Philemon's house.
所以腓利门是一个使用产业什么，使到帮助教会弟兄姐妹的一个弟兄，他的家就是教会的聚会所。
So Philemon is a brother who used his possessions, his property, for the benefit of the church, and his home is the gathering place for the church.
这是初期教会很普遍的这个模式。
And this is a very common model in the early church.
然后这也是一个很负什么，很负这个，很有负担的一个这个善行。
And this person is also full of good works.
他们不是一周聚会，两周聚会，这个教会就是他们要聚会就是在腓利门的家。
And they are not just gathering once or twice, but whenever the church gathers, they will gather in Philemon's home.
所以他们聚会完了，这个可能有点杂乱， 可能安尼西姆就是打扫这个杂乱的这个奴仆，他跑掉了。
And maybe after their gathering, it would have been left a lot of rubbish around. Onesimus could be the servant who is supposed to clean up the mess.
那这个安尼西姆跑掉，教会大家弟兄姐妹都知道，因为他们是去他家聚会的。
And everybody, all the brothers and sisters in the church would have known that Onesimus have fled because they gathered in that home.
在罗马的这个社会里面，如果你的仆人跑掉，是一个很羞耻的一件事。
In a Roman world, if your slave fled from you, it is going to bring you shame.
就是很像今天，如果你在公司，你是董事，对不对？如果你的 attrition rate 很高，你跟你的同辈，其实你是很丢脸，而且你是个坏老板，对不对？
If you are the boss of a company and the attrition rate is very high, then amongst your peers, they will think that you must be a bad boss.
可是你看，所以腓力门就是这样的一个弟兄，他是一个亲爱的同工，他招待这个教会在他的家中。
And so Philemon is a person who loved the church, and he actually allowed the whole church to gather in his home.
然后你看第五节
，Look at verse 5.
你看，听说你的爱心，并你向主耶稣和众圣徒的信心。
Because I hear of your love and of the faith that you have towards the Lord Jesus and for all the saints.
这里的重点是他又爱神，他向神有信心，他也爱人。
And the point here is he loves God, he has faith in God, but he also loves men.
如果你看这个英文的翻译可能比较清楚，你看中文的你很像他在说他对他信徒有信心，不是的。
And the translation in English is probably clearer, but in the Chinese, it seems to suggest that Philemon has faith in fellow believers.
那重点是他对神有信心，他对人有爱心。
But the main thing here is he has faith in the Lord, but he has love for people.
那为什么很像这个字句有一点模糊呢？
And why is this a little, seems to be a little blur here?
其实不模糊，我们已经明白了平行的这个句子是什么意思。
And actually, it is not difficult at all because we understand what's the meaning of parallelism.
对，保罗是犹太人，他写这个信的时候，他说我亲笔写，他写得很急，他很爱腓力门，他就用了什么希伯来说话的方式，他用交叉式，他说你的爱心。用英文比较容易啊，你的爱心爱信徒，你的信心是向着耶稣，所以交叉是什么？交叉是中间那个最重要，它的重点是这个腓力门非常的爱神，对神有信心。
And so when Paul writes this, he probably wrote the letter in haste, and so he broke out into Hebrew style of writing, and there is a chiastic structure in this.The two verses here, so he has faith in the Lord, and he also loves people. And there is a middle section here which emphasizes on his faith in God.
那我们怎么理解呢？就这节有一点这个需要解释。为什么他说话的方式这样呢？
And this is probably the only difficult verse in this passage that requires a little bit more explanation. Why does Paul even write like this?
因为他说得很轻。
Because he's very dear to him.
你看，如果志平说得很轻的时候，他可能用这个广东话来跟他的孩子讲，你要赦免，彼此赦免。
And for example, Chi Ping, when he wants to speak of something intimate to his children, he will speak it in Cantonese.
所以他就是说得很轻，写得很轻，他就用了希伯来的表达方式。听的人明白，其实腓力门是非常的爱耶稣的。
So when Paul is dealing with a subject that's very intimate to him, he breaks out into a Hebrew language, and so the people who receive this letter would know that he is emphasizing on Philemon's faith in God.
所以当保罗要腓力门赦免这个安尼西姆的时候，重点不是他的爱心，重点是他对神的信心。
So when Paul asked of Philemon to forgive Onesimus, the main point is not about his love for people, but about his faith in God.
他服侍的动力是神，他服侍的对象是人。
The motivation behind his service is God, but the subject of his service would be men.
那我们停下来， 我们来应用这个理解。
Let's pause for a moment and try to apply this understanding.
那因为对我们有直接的这个关系。
This has direct implications for us.
腓利门在教会中的行为举止，他的爱心的表态。 他的动机是对神的信心。
Whatever good works that Philemon does in the church, and the motivation behind it is his faith in God.
他的爱心的后面，或者在最的后面是什么？ 是一个对神的信心。
So behind the love that he has for people, the driving force is his faith in God.
没有了这个信心，我们 外在的这个爱心的表态是虚假的。
Without this faith in God, our external expressions of love is hypocritical.
所以保罗说，你这个爱人的这个表态，我知道是爱神，你不是讨好人，你不是在教会中要有这个职分，你是爱神。
So Paul is praising Philemon that whatever that he is doing in his love for the saints is due to his faith in God.
所以我们想我们参与服事，我们的动机是爱心、信心，还是信心所产生的这个爱心？
So we want to think about when we serve in the church, is it out of love, or is it out of faith, or is it out of the love that is the result of the faith?
腓利门赦不赦免这个安尼西姆就 可以彰显他这个爱教会、爱弟兄，让教会聚集在他的家中。这个是只是一个爱心的表态，还是真的对神有信心？这个是一个很大的这个考验。So
to Philemon, this is a big challenge because whether he forgives Onesimus or not, is it because of his faith in God or is it because of his love for people?
这使徒保罗说：“我知道了。” 那个交叉是我知道了，你是对神有信心，你的爱心，你爱弟兄，可是你的忠心是你对神有信心。And
in Paul's keystic structure here, he is telling Philemon that I know when you are doing this thing, it is out of your faith for God.
然后我们继续看第六节。Let's
look at verse 6.
第六节就是愿你与人所同有的信心显出功效，使人知道你们各样善行都是为 基督做的，这里就解释了你的善行是为基督做的。Verse
6 says, I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in us for the sake of Christ. So it's very clear here that whatever good works that Philemon was doing was for the sake of Christ.
所以我们这里要解释中文的这个翻译的同友，还有英文所翻译的这个 sharing，其实这个字根是这个团契的意思 ，koinonia。 就是团契。
And the word translated sharing here is actually the Greek word koinonia that means the fellowship.
团契是明白其他信徒对我们心灵状态的必要性。
Fellowship actually takes place when believers recognize that other believers are essential for their well-being.
希伯来书10章25节告诉我们说不要停止聚会，这是一个指示。
Hebrews 10:25 instructs us not to give up meeting together.
团契的意思就是我深深相信志平对我的心灵的状态是必须的。我需要志平，我的心灵状态才会成长，才会成熟。我是需要他，没有了他，我的心灵状态可能不会成长，可能不得满足。
So, true understanding of fellowship, for example, would mean that I recognize that my personal well-being is actually dependent on Qiping. And if I do not have fellowship with the believers, then I will not have any well-being at all.
可能你们这个体会过，可能有时候礼拜天早上你很累，你其实是不想来教会的。
You might have experienced this yourself when you wake up on a Sunday morning and you are so tired and you do not want to come to church.
可是你来了之后，你看到志平，你看到Glenn，你看到 佩佳，你喜乐起来了。其实这个喜乐不是出于你，因为你其实很不想来的。
And so, for example, when you reach church, you might meet Qiping, you might meet Glenn, you might meet Pei-Jia, and because of that, there is a sense of joy within you, but remember, you actually didn't want to come.
所以不要停止聚会，因为这个在这个聚会中，你就是彰显了什么？我们需要彼此 使到我们的心理状态什么，这是必须的，使到我们的心灵的状态什么成长，得到什么，得到满足。
So you should not give up meeting together because you want to recognize that our spiritual well-being is actually dependent on others. They are essential to our well-being because they will help us to be satisfied and to be joyful.
可是啊，那我可能跟我外面的朋友聚在一起，我也觉得很快乐啊。那个不行吗？
And you might reason.But when I gather with my friends outside of church, I also feel very happy. Why can't I just do that?
你看第六节。
Look at verse 6.
这里信心的团契，他们的目的是什么？使各样的善行都，知道你们各样善行都是为基督所做的。
And every good thing that is in us here is for the sake of Christ. Verse 6.
这个团契中是有一个 direction, 有一个这个方向的。
There is a direction in this fellowship.
这个团契中是一起成长，一起学习主的话语，彼此的服侍，彼此的鼓励。
This fellowship grows together in their knowledge of God's word, and they are encouraging one another, and they are learning from one another.
那我们知道，我们还可以一起分享喜乐，一起分享负担，一起哀哭。
We can share our joy, we can share our burdens, and we can share our tears.
所以我们这个团契的目的，我想大家听过熟悉，可是重温一下，你其实我们来这边是必须的，是一个指示，也是为着我们的成长，我们的益处。
And you might be familiar with having such good fellowship before, but let us come together and let us think about it again and to bask in the that kind of a joy together.
你看第七节，保罗就说了，兄弟啊。我为你的爱心大有快乐，得到安慰，因众圣徒的心从你得了畅快。
And so Paul says in verse 7, For I have derived much joy and comfort from your love, my brother, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you.
在这个团契中，腓利门的这个爱心的表态中，做监牢的保罗想到他的爱心，得到安慰。你讲这个爱心多有能力。他坐在牢里面，他想到很远，两个海洋的这个距离，他想到腓利门，他得到安慰。
And so think about how great this love would have been because Paul was in prison and he was two oceans away. But when he thinks about Philemon's love, he actually is comforted.
所以我们听下来，你又想想，我请你们大家回想，可能。你以前的困难，你可能到一个人的家中，他带给你的这个喜乐的这个安慰，到现在你还是记得住的。
And I want you to think about the past experience. You might have been full of burden or very stressed, and then you went to a certain individual's home, and this person brought you great joy and comfort.
腓利门就是这样的一个人。
Philemon was such a person.
他这样的举动也是彰显了他在顺服耶稣的指示。耶稣在什么？约翰福音十三章说什么？我赐给你们一条新的命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎么爱你们，你们也要怎么样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒。
And Philemon is actually displaying what the Lord Jesus have commanded.A new commandment that I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
当我们团契密切，有爱心，有这个很融洽的时候，众人不用说，他们都知道你们可能是属于耶稣的。
And when we love one another,Even outsiders, when they observe us, you might not need to say anything, but they know that you are Christians.
在每个月的礼拜六，我们弟兄一起在外面这个查经的时候，人家看我们一组，又不是穿运动服装，又不是大脚车的，还拿着一张纸走来走去，应该是信耶稣的在一起。
And the brothers, we gather once a month on a Saturday morning, and...Many people might be observing this group of men. They are not in sportswear. They are not cycling, but they are all holding a piece of paper, walking around here and there. They must be Christians.
所以这个团契就是这样的这个意思，这样的这个画面。
And this fellowship paints such a picture.
好了，所以保罗说这个腓利门是什么？你是同工，教会聚集在你的家，你爱神，你爱人。
And so Paul tells Philemon, you are a fellow worker and you are a believer. The church is in your home. You love God. You love the saints.
他讲了这些，他要给他一个很这个强烈的这个提议。
And he is going to give him a strong suggestion after this verses.
他说，腓利门，既然你是这样的一个人，我要你赦免安尼西姆。
And Paul now says to Philemon, effectively, since you are such a person, I want you to forgive Onesimus.
他要腓利门表现出基督教非常重要的一个真理，赦免。
He wants Philemon to display a very important truth in Christianity, which is forgiveness.
你要想保罗要对腓利门非常有把握，如果腓利门读了书，他把这那个书卷丢掉，他读了然后他丢掉，我们就少了一卷书。他如果不做这个使徒保罗是非常的，可能是非常的丢脸，他的这个保罗也是这个信错了人。
And we must remember here why Paul has such great confidence in the Philemon. He could have just destroyed the letter and then we will have one less book in our Bible. And whatever that he does, if he does not accede to Paul's request, it will cause Paul great embarrassment.
如果这个腓利门不赦免安尼西姆，他可能很生气，你是使徒，我把教会聚集在我家，你还要叫我做这件事，我不要，我不要教会在我家了。这个哥罗西的这个教会可能没有机会说了。
And one of the negative outcomes could be Philemon is offended and maybe he might turn against Paul and think that I let the whole church gather in my home and yet you still require me to do this kind of thing, so I shall stop the church gathering from my home and the church will no longer have a gathering place.
我们看第八到第六节，他赦免，他就给腓利门赦免的这个理由。
And so let's look at verses 8 now and onwards. Paul gives Philemon the reasons for forgiving.
第八节他开头的话说，我虽然是什么？我虽然是使徒，我能够什么？放胆的吩咐你要赦免，要做这个合一的事。可是他说我没有用，我用爱心，就像你腓利门，大家都知道你有爱心，我就用你一样的态度对待你，我也用爱心劝你赦免安尼西姆。
So Paul writes in verse 8, although I am bold enough in Christ to command you to do what is required, yet for love's sake I prefer to appeal to you. And what Paul is doing here is he is appealing in love because he knows of Philemon's love for the saints.
你看第九节，保罗说，我这年纪的，有年纪的这个保罗。
I, Paul, an old man.
然后他又重复，第一次在一个很短的时间重复，我有什么？我是为基督被什么？被囚的。
And he repeats again that he is now a prisoner also for Christ Jesus.
他说我宁可用爱心求你。
Yet for love's sake, I prefer to appeal to you.
这显示他们的关系是非常的密切的。
And this reflects a very intimate relationship between Paul and Philemon.
他没有命令，他用爱心求这个腓利门。
He did not command Philemon, but he appeals to him in love.
你要想腓利门是读着这个书，安尼西姆可能跪在上面，然后保罗说，我要为什么？我要为我的儿子阿尼西姆求。
And so we picture the scene could be while Philemon was reading this letter, Onesimus was kneeling there, and so Paul writes, I appeal to you for my child, Onesimus.
你看他是奴仆，保罗说我看他是儿子，我是这个奴仆的属灵的父亲，就像保罗跪在那里也是求安尼西姆。
And so you might see Philemon, to Philemon that Philemon, I know this is your slave, but he is my spiritual son, Paul is saying, and Onesimus kneeling there is almost like Paul kneeling there and begging for Philemon to forgive him.
阿尼西姆的名字是有用的或有益处的。 所以 阿尼西姆是有用的, 来, 就是很像你的仆人有用的, 你来, 可是他没有用, 他跑掉。
Onesimus actually means to be useful, and so his name means useful. It is like the master calling useful servant come, but he proved to be useless.
你看他从前与你没有益处。
He was useless to you.
你看阿尼西姆如果要从哥罗西有两个海洋然后跑到罗马，你看他对这个腓利门的态度是非常的不佳的，他可能偷了钱，他可能偷了东西，那个费用两个船的费用，然后生活费呢，吃的住的呢，他可能偷了一笔钱，他跑掉，他是以前对腓利门没有益处的。
So we remember again the map that shows that Onesimus would have crossed two oceans to get to Rome, and he might have stolen a sum of money from Philemon, because to cross two oceans, the voyage requires money, and when he reaches Rome, he would have needed the expenses, and so he was useless to Philemon because he probably stole from his master.
罗马社会是不允许奴仆逃亡的，背叛主人。
The Roman society will forbid a slave from fleeing from his master.
可是保罗这里说他现在什么？他如今对什么？对你我都有益处。
But Paul now is telling Philemon, now he is indeed useful to you and to me.
所以他的名字真的是有用的，他已经实现他的名字的这个意思了。
So he has now finally fulfilled the meaning of his name to become useful.
所以信主后的阿尼西姆他 在罗马碰到罗马，他信主后，他非常的这个有益处。
And so after Onesimus became a believer in Rome, now he started to become useful.
你看第十二节，
Look at
我现在打发他亲自回到你那里去，他是我什么心上的人。
I am sending him back to you, verse 12, sending my very heart.
所以保罗甚至要什么留下他来。 一起同工。
Paul wanted Onesimus to stay behind as his fellow worker.
你要看阿尼西姆他信主之后，他的喜乐是多么的大，他的这个爱心的彰显应该是多么的大。在坐牢的这个使徒保罗也受到他的安慰。
And so we see how great a person now Onesimus have become after he became a believer. He is so useful that even Paul, who was in prison, found it comforting.
那我们想想，这个阿尼西姆信主之后，爱心的彰显、信心的彰显是从谁学来的？
And so we want to consider after Onesimus became a believer, he manifests in the love and manifests his faith. Whom did he learn it from?
是腓利门的见证，腓利门的日常的这个举动。 一定有影响这个阿尼西姆信主之后的这个善心的这个彰显。And
Philemon's actions when Onesimus was still in his home must have had an impact on Onesimus's behavior right now.
然后通过保罗的什么福音的教导，真理的这个教导，你看这个仆人真的非常的有用了。
Coupled together with the truth and the gospel that Paul taught to Onesimus, he now becomes a very useful person.
保罗就说，这个是我心上的一个弟兄。
And so Paul is saying that Onesimus is just like his own heart.
所以我们继续的看呢，第十四节，可是什么？他没有保留这个阿尼西姆，他把他送回腓利门。
And let's continue with verse 14. He did not keep Onesimus on by his side, but he actually sent Onesimus back.
他说他暂时离开你，或者叫你永远得着他。
For this perhaps is why he was parted from you for a while, that you might have him back forever.
不只是在你的家中，腓利门在天家，他也是你的弟兄，所以你想想，你要不要赦免他？
not just in your home, Philemon, but also he's going to be your eternal brother in Christ in heaven. So Philemon, please think about whether you want to forgive him or not.
那说到这里，我们只要要讲哥罗西书，你看，保罗不是一面倒的叫这个腓利门亏损。
And we want to remember that Paul also wrote Colossians at the same time. Paul is not asking Philemon to suffer loss as a one-sided affair.
如果这个荧幕有点模糊，你可以看哥罗西书三章二十二节。
You can actually look at your own Bibles, Colossians 3:22.
三章二十二节这里教导这个奴仆跟这个仆人的这个关系。
Colossians 3:22 teaches on the relationship between the servants and their masters.
这里说你们做仆人的要凡事听从你们肉身的主人，不要只在眼前服侍，像是讨人喜欢，总要存心诚实敬畏主，无论做什么都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的，因为你们知道从主那里必得这基业为赏赐，你们所服侍的乃是主耶稣，那行不义的必受不义的报应，主并不偏待人，你们做主人的也要公公平平的待仆人，因为知道你们也有一位主在天上。
Colossians 3:22, slaves, obey in everything those who are your earthly masters, not by way of eye service as people pleases, but with sincerity of heart, fearing the Lord. Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. For the wrongdoer will be paid back for the wrong he has done, and there is no partiality. Masters, treat your slaves justly and fairly, knowing that you also have a master in heaven.
所以安尼西姆既然他这两封信他是一个同队的，这个信的这个内容他也是明白了。
Onesimus would know the contents of this letter because he was together with the group of men who brought this letter there.
腓利门如果赦免他，安尼西姆要殷殷勤勤的侍奉这一个弟兄，也是他的主人，要殷勤的侍奉这个腓利门，好像侍奉主耶稣一样。
IfPhilemon were to forgive Onesimus, from that moment on, he would need to now serve Philemon, his master, and also his brother in Christ, not as a way of pleasing people, but as in serving Christ.
如果腓利门没有杀安尼西姆，可是要鞭打安尼西姆，让其他的仆人知道我是赦免的主人，可是你们要有受一点惩罚，安尼西姆要什么？顺服，接受他的惩罚。
Should Philemon decide that I'm going to forgive Onesimus, but yet he needs to be punished for whatever that he has done wrong, and he might order that he be whipped, and so Onesimus would need to accept that willingly.
所以安尼西姆不是做了弟兄就可以侮辱他的这个，继续侮辱或者不尊敬他的这个主人。
So after Onesimus becomes a believer and a fellow brother of Philemon, it does not mean that he can now disrespect his master.
所以保罗是公平的，他已经教了安尼西姆，他也要教腓利门怎么赦免。
So Paul is actually very fair here. Not only has he taught Onesimus how to respond, but he's also now teaching Philemon to forgive.
所以我们就来到了第三段，就是17到第25节。
And now we come to the third section, which is verses 17 to 25.
所以赦免的这个成果或者这个效果是什么？
What are the outcomes of forgiveness?
让我们看。好，赦免的这个成效就是有一个全新的这个关系。
The outcomes of forgiveness is to have renewed relationships.
保罗恳求腓利门，你赦免了他，你就有他，你就得到了这个你的弟兄安尼西姆。
And Paul tells Philemon, if you forgive him, then you would have gained your brother back.
然后你收纳他，就如什么实际说，收纳我一样。
Receive him as you are receiving me.
很公平的，他若亏欠你，或欠你什么，都归在我的账上。
If he has wronged you at all or owes you anything, charge that to my account.
所以如果你信主之前诈骗人，100万，你不要说你信主之后那个100万不用还了，这个钱是照还的，可是他那个弟兄可以赦免你。
So if you have defrauded someone before you became a believer, you might have defrauded someone $1 million. But after you become a believer, it doesn't mean you don't have to repay that. You will still need to repay and ask for forgiveness.
所以保罗愿意什么? 偿还这个, Philemon.
Paul is willing to repay Philemon.
可是保罗也跟腓利门说, 其实你也欠我。
But Paul tells Philemon, actually you owe me too.
你自己是亏欠我的。
To say nothing of your owing me even your own self.
这是福音上的这个债。
This is talking about the debt in his receiving the gospel, and he is now owing his salvation to Paul.
所以保罗这里不是做一个交换，他是提醒腓利门， 你的罪得赦免了，你的罪债得赦免了，现在你赦免他这一个弟兄是理所当然的。
Paul is not bartering with Philemon. He's reminding Philemon that you have had your sins forgiven, so you ought to be forgiving Philemon, Onesimus too.
所以20节他说, 在基督里你使我的心舒畅。
Verse 20, I want some benefit from you in the Lord, refresh my heart in Christ.
你看他在第七节使哥罗西的众圣徒心畅快。保罗说, 同样的, 求你使我的心畅快, 你赦免他吧。 让你的爱心继续的,
Verse 7, Paul had said to Philemon that he has refreshed the hearts of the saints, but now Paul is asking Philemon to also refresh his heart.
所以短短的20节, 保罗, 然后就这样的说, 其实什么? 我深信你是, 我很肯定你是会顺服我的指示的。
And after the 20 verses, Paul now writes in verse 21, I'm confident of your obedience.
你会行什么过于我所说的?
You will do even more than I say.
这一个赦免的态度就会什么惊动周边观察的教会跟外边的人。
And this act of forgiveness is going to become a display to the churches around and also for the outsiders.
腓利门会是那个城市他们所公认的爱心带仆人的一个主人。
And now Philemon will be known as the master who treats his slaves with love.
安尼西姆如果去市场买菜，别的仆人说：“哎，安尼西姆，你回来了，你身上为什么没有被鞭打？你头为什么还在你的这个颈项上？”
And Onesimus now going to the marketplace, and he meets other slaves, and the other slaves might look at him and go, "Oh, Onesimus, you're back. But why are there no whip signs on you, and why is your head still on your shoulders?"
安尼西姆可以说什么？我的主人爱我，我的主人赦免我。他说：“为什么你的主人可以做到这么大方的一件事？”
And Onesimus might reply, "That's because my master loves me and he forgave me." And the other slaves will reply, probably, "How is it that your master can do something so generous?"
然后安尼西姆已经说到什么真理的家说：“因为耶稣基督。” 爱我的主人，为我的主人死，所以我的主人做得到。
And so Onesimus in reply would then probably share the gospel. That's because our Lord Jesus loves my master, and he saved my master and died for my master, so that's why he can do this for me now.
那更惊讶的安尼西姆可以跟那些人说，其实我的主人还叫我弟兄。
And he can even tell the other slaves that actually my master calls me his brother.
他叫我同工,
he calls me his fellow worker.
我们是一起服侍真神耶稣基督的。
And we serve the true God Jesus Christ together.
那事工就可以继续了。
And then there will be continued ministry.
所以他这个赦免的这个成效是非常有益处的。
So this act of forgiveness would bring great benefits.
因为这样保罗说, 你看第20节，你就帮我预备一个房间了。当我来的时候，我要看看那个情况。可是我知道你会赦免他，我知道我可以从你的家中继续的有这个事工的这个扩展。
And Paul writes in verse 22, at the same time prepare a guest room for me. And so Paul is expecting to return there and continue his ministry together with Philemon.
然后在腓利门读完那卷书的时候，他在看那群人的时候。 其实那群人有多一个弟兄，非常的独特。你看24节。
And as Paul ends this book, he mentions a person. So in this group of men, there is a person who is very unique. And so we want to look at this person.
他叫马可.
His name is Mark.
这个马可是谁?
Who was Mark?
马可就是在保罗第一次这个布道行这个旅行的时候 离弃保罗的一个弟兄。
Mark was the brother who actually deserted Paul during Paul's first missionary journey.
然后他第二次要起行的时候, 巴拿巴又要带马可, 保罗是不赦免马可, 说他不可以来, 巴拿巴, 你不可以带他来。
And so, when Paul was preparing for his second missionary journey, Barnabas wanted to take Mark along, but Paul refused to take Mark along.
我们没有时间解释为什么他不要带马可, 一定是这个神学上或真理上有一点毛病, 他没有带这一个人。
And we have no time to talk about why Paul did not want to bring Mark along. Maybe there's something wrong with his theology or what?
他可能不成熟, 他没有带马可。
Or maybe because he is immature, so Paul didn't want to bring him along.
可是马可归队了。
But Mark actually returned to the group later.
你看在哥罗西书4章10节, 保罗指示哥罗西的教会, 你们看到阿尼西姆, 腓利门会接待他, 你们看到马可, 你们也要接待他。
And in Colossians 4:10, actually Paul reminds the Colossians that not only are they to receive Onesimus, but if Mark comes to you, also welcome him.
赦免的这个成效是要收纳，你不是说 OK， 他欠我100万，好，我就赦免他了。可是我从此不要再跟 Glenn 讲话，这个不是赦免，你要接待他，你要收纳他，恢复以前或者更加深比以前更好的那个关系。
And to forgive somebody is not just to say, for example, oh, he owes me money, I will just forget it, and but I will have nothing to do with this person anymore. No, if you are forgiving somebody, you receive him, and the relationship is reestablished, maybe to even a deeper relationship from then onwards.
保罗要求腓利门赦免安尼西姆的这个考验中, 他自己也赦免了马可，叫马可同队站在腓利门前面，让他看保罗也跟马可恢复了这个关系。
And so when Paul issues this challenge to Philemon to forgive Onesimus, he had demonstrated it by his own forgiveness to Mark. And now Mark is in this group of men who brought the letter to Philemon. He would have seen that, oh, indeed, Paul has restored his relationship with Mark.
这位马可就是写马可福音的那一个马可。
And this Mark is the author of the Gospel of Mark.
你看, 赦免的成效是什么? 全新的关系, 还有什么? 事工的什么? 继续。
So the outcomes of forgiveness include renewed relationships and also continued ministry.
所以结束中我们思想, 当我们有着赦免的态度的时候,
And as we conclude, we want to think about the attitude that we ought to have in forgiveness.
我们如果赦免了, 我们就实实在在地体现耶稣基督赦免的这个大能。
And if we forgive somebody else, then we would have a very solid way of realizing how much God has forgiven us.
我们表明自己是属于耶稣基督的。
And we display that we belong to Christ Jesus.
当我们能够赦免，我们也是很真实的对自己说，我的信心是建立在耶稣基督里面。我能爱人，我的爱心不是虚假的，是真心的。
And when we can forgive someone, we are also demonstrating that our love is not hypocritic. It is actually based on Jesus' love for us.
那赦免能够什么让我们加深彼此的关系?
Forgiveness can deepen our relationships with one another.
不被过去的纠纷限制，让我们继续的能够 发展主的工作。
We are not limited by conflicts of the past, such that we can continue the work of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们自己的罪，他说什么? 他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势, 把我们迁到他爱子的国里, 我们在爱子里得蒙救赎, 罪过得以赦免。
Because he has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
所以等一下的分享，我们分享你分享那个你最哪一件事你是最不容易赦免一个人的。
And in our discussion later, we will discuss on these three questions. Firstly, what is the hardest thing for you to forgive?
比如说啦，我非常讨厌人家迟到。
For example, I might really hate people from being late.
然后第二点，你就是分享人家赦免你迟到的经验。
Then the second point is you share about how somebody might have forgiven you of this thing.
所以同样的一件事 ，OK?
The same thing that you hate most about others, but yet you receive forgiveness on this thing.
然后分享你怎样赦免人，人家赦免你，你怎么赦免人迟到的这个习惯。
And share about forgiving someone for being late, and that's an example.
好，我们感谢主的话语，我们请志平做结束的祷告。
We thank the Lord for His word, and let's close in prayer. Father, we pray that you help us to indeed manifest the love of Christ, and may that be our driving force behind our relationships with one another, so that we will always be willing to forgive others because the Lord Jesus has forgiven us. In Jesus' name, Amen.